The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida.
It's a beautiful morning.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This is a beautiful morning, a little warmer this morning than it's been, but if we could have weather like this as this new event's coming up, it'll be a beautiful morning for Rock for Vets. And in the house this morning, I've got Steve Hartley. They are with the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida. And Matt, what's the last name, Matt?
Norton.
Norton. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. I'm very excited about this. And I have to confess, I don't know that much about this particular event. So start from the beginning. Who are you? What is the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida?
People's Foundation of Northwest Florida is the foundation for people's health services.
Okay.
The mission is to take care of homeless veterans at their end of life. And that way we get them off the street, give them some dignity prior to their passing, and make them comfortable. I just lost my train of thought.
No, yeah, Steve's right. It's
I'm actually speechless. I didn't realize, and that's just tears at my heart. I was recently over on North Palafox for some reasons, and I was up there, and I was just shocked. I guess the homeless have been so displaced recently, and it was like there must have been 100 people there that were homeless, and clearly I could tell that you could tell that they're vets where they're wearing the hats and their jackets and things like that, and I thought as with a country as rich as ours, we shouldn't have anybody on the street, and especially not our veterans. So I feel very passionately about this. So I got a little choked up right as you said that. So
it's a moving target. I mean,
yes.
I have heard numbers as high as between Escambia and Santa Rosa County that we have between 15% and 30% of the homeless are veterans.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're averaging somewhere between 7 and 9 veterans dying on the street every year. But there's nobody that can give you the true number.
Right. But even that, those numbers are outrageous. To me, that's a disgrace. I'm going to put my personal opinion out there, but that's a disgrace. I mean, these are people that have served our country. At the very least, everyone should be taken care of, but the very least are veterans, and especially as you're talking about end of life. So how does this work?
Well, you know, what we do, we work with partner groups around the area. And what they do is they will find them, get them all the necessary paperwork. If they can't get it immediately, what we will do is the foundation, we will take them on board, take them on service. Once the doctor said, yes, they're suitable for hospice. And then everything will catch up. But, you know, with a typical... You know, the insurance, and I'll let him talk about all that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's a cobweb.
Partner with hospitals in the area. You know, a lot of times they receive these patients maybe in the emergency room.
Sure.
Or, you know, community health has a homeless outreach program as well. So we've partnered with a few key players in this area. And we set up a place that we have a designated room. So where these folks can come off the streets and live the rest of their lives with dignity and receive our hospice care. So it doesn't matter if they have insurance or not. That's something that we promised that we would do for our community here.
That's one of the key elements, isn't it? The insurance issue.
It is. And we didn't want that to be a barrier for our veterans who served our country to receive, you know, quality hospice care in the area. So to piggyback off your point earlier, that's how kind of what we saw in our area. Our office is downtown Pensacola. We used to have kind of like a homeless encampment down there. And we were originally just a home health company in this area. We were awarded a hospice certificate of need a few years ago. So as we were building our program out, we knew we wanted to have a foundation that did fundraising in our area. And so as we were building, you know, kind of the bones of our company, we said we really wanted a homeless veteran outreach because we saw, you know, what folks were doing out in our community and said we need a place for them to go safely. And that was feedback we got from our community partners is like, we don't know, you know, where to safely send these folks.
Sure. And a lot of people want to help, but they don't know what to do or how to do it. It's the how that gets you.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So what's the name of your company?
So the parent company is called People's Health Services and has three distinct lines. We've got a home health service line. We've got a hospice service line, and then we have a foundation that's kind of attached to our hospice. So we're the only ones in the area that are locally owned, home health and hospice, and we're the only ones that have a hospice foundation as well that's not-for-profit. So our hospice is not-for-profit. Any fundraising we do goes directly back into the community for, you know, events either if our patients have needs or if it's our homeless veterans as well.
Wow, what a great combination, because being with the company that you have, you already have the connections. You're already doing that with home health services.
Absolutely.
With the hospice and everything. So now when you have a candidate that comes up, I'm assuming then you already have the connections to make something happen.
We do. And we've kind of, you know, we've worked with several patients now, and we've streamlined things with our community partners. And, you know, we even work to get them on Medicaid as well so they can get other services, you know, as they progress through their stages.
Well, tell me about a success story. When you first started this outreach, how did it go? It must have been a little frustrating probably, but how did you even come up with this idea and get started?
When I initially got a phone call, what I like to be a veterans liaison for a hospice they were going to start. And I said, well, sure. So fast forward a few months and, you know, we're working. I have no clue what a veterans liaison is because I've never heard of one.
Right.
I'm retired Navy. So
So was my dad.
We sat there and we started putting together, and we had no base. So between myself, Tim, Matt, Debbie, I mean, the people that run the organization, we talked and we discussed this and that. And then we came up with the idea we needed to do a fundraiser. And I brought the idea, well, we could do a 5K and have a little party afterward.
Right.
And initially the boss was like, I don't want to do, well, needless to say, he got feedback from his own friends saying 5K would be a great thing. So Rock for Vets was born.
Okay.
This is our third annual one coming up on Saturday, the 13th of September.
Awesome.
And it's been an evolution, to say the least. And everything that I explained to everybody is every penny we bring in goes to the foundation. Because, you know, I work for the company, so I get a paycheck.
Right, right.
So that's what sold me to come out of retirement. I mean, when they were talking about that. The veteran partners that we work with, and I'm talking veteran groups, they specifically deal with homeless veterans and or veterans that are having problems.
Right.
They come out and they set up during the function.
Oh, great.
And that way they can talk to the community, because there is a lot of organizations within Escambia, Santa Rosa County, Okaloosa, Walden, that cater to veterans.
Well, it is a military retirement community for sure. In fact, if you have a question for Matt or for Steve, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. And we did have a question come in. Is the DMV, excuse me, not the D, good Lord. Sorry, totally wrong acronym. It's the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, the American Legion, and AMVETS familiar with your organization, and do you work with them?
I would say the answer to that is no, because I have yet to get out and meet anybody from the DAV or AMVETS for that matter.
Okay.
I know who he's talking about. It's one of those things that, you know, things get away. And unfortunately, that's what's happened in those two organizations. But I would love to sit down and talk to them about what we do and how we could work with them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Is there a way someone can reach out to you at the organization? Do you all have a website?
Yes.
It's choosepeoples.com.
Choosepeoples.com.
Yep, easy to remember. And so all of our contact information is on that website, and you can call the office and ask for Steve or myself, Matt, and we can answer any questions we have.
Excellent.
But to piggyback, that is a really good question. We have partnered with the VA, and they have homeless veteran outreach as well with Biloxi. So we've traveled over to Biloxi to talk about kind of our services, and they have designated folks that work with homeless veterans in the community. Mm-hmm. And so we have talked to the VA about our services and
Excellent.
Have a good connection there.
Well, it sounds like it's growing and getting better all the time. So this big event, though, we don't want to ignore that. That's why you're here, to talk about Rock for Vets. So you said it just started a couple of years ago.
Correct.
When is it? Where is it? I'm listening. I'm in my car. How do I sign up and participate?
Okay. Well, it's September 13th.
Ooh, it's coming up.
Maritime Park at the amphitheaters, and it's a 5K run walk.
Okay.
It's also a family-friendly thing. We have a bouncy house for kids and face painting.
Excellent.
And this year we're going to have a DJ there, Eminem Sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be playing music. I've already requested Baby Shark for all the young families, you know.
Oh, be careful with that, because there's some parents that don't want to hear that song ever again.
Yeah.
So this is on the 13th, and is that that's Saturday? So
correct.
It's not this Saturday, but next Saturday,
correct.
Maritime Park. How do I sign up?
Okay.
And is there a fee, or how does all that work?
You can go on. There's no fee to get in.
Okay.
I mean, the community can come in. We're going to have vendors out there. If they want to register for the 5K.
Right. That's what I'm looking for.
What they can do is they can go on to choosepeoples.com.
It should be /rock. For the number for vets.
But there's probably a link. Mm-hmm. If you just get to
Absolutely.
That page,
if you get
there's
to
link.
That website, there's going to be a link that has the event information.
Okay.
And there's also a Rock for Vets a Facebook page that will have it on there.
Excellent.
But they can go on there and sign. And again, if they can't find it, you know, call that number for people's, and they'll get us in touch.
Absolutely.
We will.
Search
absolutely.
It's all Rock for the number four
number
vets.
Number four vets.
Yep,
okay.
Absolutely.
And this is done nationally, isn't it? I've seen some other. I was looking you up this morning because I was like, I want to know more about who they are. And I discovered there's a couple of other Rock for Vets events. I think one in Missouri somewhere, or Michigan. Or I saw some. I thought.
There are. No, but this is just here locally.
Just here locally.
Right. And,
okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
And those are huge shows. Those other Rock for
that's
Vets.
What I was thinking. I think it sounded familiar, but
we're nowhere.
We'll get there one
near
day.
That.
Yes. We got to get you a big rock band to come
out. That's right.
You know, it goes from 7 o'clock in the morning to 11. It's a 4-hour Saturday morning.
That should give me enough time to walk.
That's right.
Well, you know, this
year
we're giving out special awards.
Oh, good.
We're giving out craziest socks.
Oh.
Best dad bod.
Oh, do you have a best mom bod?
No. Half of us are married. We're not going to go down that road. So, you know, most patriotic.
Oh, I love this.
There's another one that I can't remember, but we got six of them.
Sounds
and we're
like
going to, dead last place.
Oh,
that's right.
And
there
the reason,
you go.
because, you know, people, you know, the runners are going for their PRs.
Correct.
You know, they're running. But, you know, what about that person to finish dead last? You know, there should be something for them.
Well, it's the participants medal.
That's right. That's right.
So, I mean, we got posters.
I may not have been the fastest, but I did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're giving out posters. And
nice.
From what I've been told, what we do is we start out in front of the amphitheater.
Uh-huh.
They're Maritime.
Right.
And we go out and we go down. We come out, go down around where Jocko's is, come back up. I can't remember all the streets now.
Yeah, 5K is 3.1, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So it's not that far.
It's all around downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They come back down. They finish right back in front of the stage.
Nice.
And I have been told, now, I'm not, as you can tell, I'm not a 5K guy. These people that have run it and do runs tell me that it's one of the most beautiful runs they've ever done.
Oh.
So I like to say beautiful downtown Pensacola
Absolutely.
In the morning.
Absolutely.
It's true. Cause, I mean, downtown, it's quiet. Everything's blocked off. And
nice.
It's just really, it's a beautiful run.
Yeah.
And it's nice and flat. So people can go fast. And
okay.
Yeah, it's a good time. But we also have like bounce houses and other things for family, community vendors as well. So there's it's going to be a very fun event. Yeah. And if you don't feel like running, you can come out there and support us and talk to some other local vendors that will be out
now,
there.
Is there an entry fee to actually do the run?
Yes. Well, there's a registration fee for the run.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much is that?
It's $40 right now. Now, there's a surcharge. So what that's, I don't know. So it's $40 for the run. Mm-hmm. And the day of is $45.
Okay. So go ahead and get registered now.
Yeah. The sooner they register, the better off they are.
Yeah.
And they're prepared. They got time to get their socks ready or their costume. Because we do. We want people to have fun doing this.
Right. Of course. But it's such a great cause. So this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you just join us, talking with our friends from the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida, who are hosting Rock for Vets coming up on September 13th, not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the Maritime Park. You bring the whole family down to enjoy the beautiful morning, and you can actually participate. And I like these awards now. I like the socks. And you've got me interested now. I'm possibly doing
it. Yeah, it's things we've learned.
Personal best. And all that stuff are a little behind me. But so tell us again, for those that just joined us, who are the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida and who do you serve?
So we're a locally owned home health and hospice agency with a not-for-profit foundation as well. And the foundation serves either patients that are in need, but our big initiative is our homeless veteran outreach. Mm-hmm. So we identify veterans who do not have a home. They're living on the streets, and we provide a safe place for them to stay serve them with our hospice care. And we also should say, we also do as part of our foundation, we do a camp called Camp HUG, which stands for Help Understand Grief. And it is geared towards kids who have lost a loved one, and they get to get together and with their peers and have some really good outreach. And, you know, we have a lot of social workers that come out. We had Spider-Man and Batman that came out this last time.
That's
on our website as well. Okay. And so we have a section with labeled events and that it kind of goes through our main events. But those are our two big ones, is Rock for Vets and Camp HUG for the community.
That's really important.
It's wonderful. I think we had over 40 participants, kids last year. So the families come in, and it's just it's a beautiful thing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one thing. You won't find Steve at that event.
Because
it just breaks my heart.
Yep.
I mean, some of these stories about these children. So
it's hard.
Oh.
And we don't even realize the sacrifices some of our families are making.
That
affects the kids and the children. So
yeah, and I know we're talking
God
Rock
bless you
for
guys
Vets.
For doing this. You're touching the whole area of our community.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that we're overlooking it. It's just there's so many things happening, so many different organizations. And like you said, they're doing so much. Mm-hmm. But then you have this small population. You've got a veteran who's homeless, who's coming to the end of his life. You don't want that to happen on the street.
No.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we also do one other thing. It's Tour of Honor. And that's a company thing.
Right.
And Tour of Honor, we do that around the Veterans Day time.
Mm-hmm.
And we take roughly 40 residents. They're not patients. They're from different facilities around the area.
Right.
Skilled nursing facilities, assisted living. And we take them to the Naval Aviation Museum for the day.
Oh, nice.
And we just make a day. We feed them. And we have, you know, depending on the number, 40 to 50 young sailors there that they escort these men and women all day long. And I tell those young sailors, talk to them. Because in some cases, we've had World War II vets.
Right.
Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And now a majority are Vietnam and global war and terror. But, you know, talk to them. You're talking about living history in some cases.
Absolutely.
Stories that are going to die within the next 10 years, we won't have a World War II veteran.
Mm-hmm.
We probably won't have a Korean veteran.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what a great opportunity.
That's just it. That's what I love about this company. I mean, they have given me leeway to go out and work in the community with veterans groups.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually reaching out and we're touching veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's important.
Yes, absolutely.
It is. Steve will, if a veteran comes on our hospice services, Steve goes out to their home if they're agreeable.
I was gonna say, tell me a little bit about the process.
Yeah.
Once you identify someone that needs the service, how does that work?
Absolutely. So the process is, if they usually, if they identify somebody that's a veteran who's homeless, they pick up the phone, they usually call me. And then we talk with our community partner to make sure they're appropriate. It's at an assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. And so they go out and assess them as well. And once they qualify for hospice and they're appropriate for the facility, then transportation's arranged. And we've got a designated room that's fully furnished.
Wow.
And we can go in there and admit them to our hospice services. So it's as simple as, you know, picking up the phone and just calling us if
wow.
they identify
okay.
somebody.
So what's the best? I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then what I do with our veteran patients, I will go out and I got certificates and a challenge coin mm-hmm. and a flag pin.
Aww.
And I will go out and I'll read it to them and thank them for their service. And some of these men and women did 2, 3, 4 years. Some of them did careers, but some of them are like, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been so, you deserve this.
Yeah.
So we do. We give them, typically it's me and my counterparts,
mm-hmm.
Our veterans veteran volunteer coordinator.
Right.
And we go out and we do this together. So, I mean, we want to pay the veterans back.
Right.
We take care of all the patients, but my concern, I'm non-clinical, so my concern mm-hmm. is the veterans themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, well, my eyes are watering.
Don't, so you're going to get me gone too.
I know. So if I wanted to volunteer, if someone's listening and maybe they want to volunteer and help, do you have a volunteer aspect to your organization where people can donate or volunteer? How can I help?
We have volunteer coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just that if they go online and call that number, they can get her name is Bridget. I don't want to give her name out.
Okay.
But
ask for Bridget or
yeah.
look on
or the volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
Yep. And there's a section in the website
yeah.
as
okay.
well.
Do you need help with the Rock for Vets event?
We can always use help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So
we need have people help come have fun. Yeah,
okay.
We want more participants
yeah.
and people involved in the community
uh-huh.
and folks that kind of believe in what we're doing and just be out there and be present
we got the horsepower coming from the base. We got like
yep.
25,
oh,
30 young sailors coming
yes.
out.
There
They're
you
the
go.
Ones that do all the, you know, the muscle work and stuff like that. So,
okay.
you know, volunteers that got a little season on them, you know, they're basically, you know, get nice or something. Like
yeah.
That, so.
I gotcha.
Yep.
So the company's name that's been sponsoring the foundation is Home Health.
People's Health Services.
People's
yep.
Health Services.
Yep.
And this is the foundation called People's Foundation of Northwest Florida. Give us that website again. We've got just a couple minutes left. So is there anything that you haven't mentioned that you'd like to mention before we go?
No, other just to reiterate the fact that we're the only locally owned home health and hospice in the area and
mm-hmm.
the only ones that have a foundation that's not-for-profit attached to their hospice. So it's really special getting able to serve this community that we're all raising our families in, and it's just very powerful. And so more information can be found on choosepeoples.com.
Mm-hmm. Choosepeoples.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last thing I have is that we have two food vendors going to be out there mm-hmm. that day. Blessed Berries.
Oh.
And she does the, I can't say that word, Asiago bowls.
Yes, uh-huh. you said it. That's correct.
Yeah. She does those and all those type of drinks.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is tin can coffee and more.
Oh, they're good.
So there'll be some... some different coffee types.
Oh, you won me with the coffee.
Yeah. So those are there.
And you've got kids events going
oh,
on
yeah.
too.
Yes.
So that's going to be great. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday. I'm going to predict September 13th, Saturday at Maritime Park will be gorgeous.
Oh, we look
downtown
forward to seeing
Pensacola.
It.
Rock for Vets. It helps all of our veterans who at this point you're reaching out to the homeless veterans who need our help the most at the end of their lives.
Yes.
Wow, I can't even, excuse me. So let's get the information one more time. Excuse me. I got a little choked up, y'all. How people can get in touch with you.
Okay, again, they can go through the website at choosepeoples.com. The Rock for Vets is Saturday, September 13th. Starts at 7 o'clock. The 5K starts at 7:30. It's a beautiful 5K run walk through downtown Pensacola. We'll have food vendors. We'll have vendors out there that deal with veterans. And we'll also have vendors out there that sell different things.
Okay. And where do we go if we have a family member or a veteran or someone we know that might be able to use your services, either with People's Home Health Services or the foundation?
You can call 850-696-0911 or visit the website at choosepeoples.com and send us a message via the website.
All right. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing for our veterans community and the community of Pensacola. Rock for Vets coming up on Saturday, September 13th. People's Foundation, thank you so much to Matt and Steve for being here this morning. Y'all are the best.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.